You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
There's snow on the ground outside, but it's nice and warm and toasty inside here in the control room at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. I'm Andrew Mason, back with the weekly dive into the mailbag, and thanks as always for the questions and for joining us right here. Our first question this week is from Twitter user, and his name is Nick, and he asks, will DeMarcus Ware play outside linebacker in the 3-4 defense? Well, he's definitely going to, and this represents a return to the position that he held when he was in Dallas, and Wade Phillips, now the defensive coordinator of the Broncos, was the head coach down there and also calling plays for the defense for a time when he was in Dallas. And Ware had his best years working as an outside linebacker in the 3-4. It's really his natural position working from a stand-up alignment. Now, he was a hand-in-the-dirt guy when the Cowboys converted to a 4-3 defense, and of course had his hand-in-the-dirt last year when he had 10 sacks and went to the Pro Bowl. But I think being stand-up is going to allow him to operate in space just a little bit more. And yes, DeMarcus is getting older. He's going into his 11th season this year, so you have to watch the repetitions and make sure you keep him fresh. But at the same time, I think being back just a little bit is going to allow him to get a little bit more speed when he comes off the edge and goes against those tackles. And I think the change in defense to the Wade Phillips 3-4 that he knows so well from his best years in Dallas is going to bring out the best in DeMarcus Ware. And I think you'll see a better season from him in 2015 than he did in 2014. Our next question is from Boyd Lanich, who uses the form at denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. He wants to know what changed on defense towards the last half of the season for the Broncos that caused their pressure on opposing QBs to plummet. And is there a chance this issue will change now that the Broncos are going to a 3-4? Well, as the season went on, you saw, frankly, less emphasis on blitzes. And there really wasn't an emphasis on blitzes to begin with in the Broncos scheme, but then they went away from that even further in the second half of the year. Now, yes, you've got DeMarcus Ware, you've got Von Miller, and then on the interior, you have a guy like Malik Jackson, another guy like Derek Wolfe. These are guys that can generate pressure. But if you simply use a lot of four-man rushes and don't change it up with blitzes from the linebackers and the safeties and even the cornerbacks from time to time, frankly, what happens is your defense gets a little bit stale and it's very easy for the offense to react to it. Look back at the playoff loss to Indianapolis, for instance. The Broncos blitzed only 8 times that game. And even though you'd look at Denver's collection of pass rushers and say they had the advantage over the Colts' reshuffled and injury-wrecked offensive line, because they knew it was coming and the Broncos weren't throwing a lot of exotic looks and blitzes at them, they were able to effectively neutralize the Broncos' front four. And then by the time the Broncos did get a little creative and start generating pressure with the blitz, it was a little bit too little too late at that point. So I think not just the 3-4, but Wade Phillips himself is going to bring out the aggression in this defense. He's already said that he's going to have an attacking defense. Now, that means maybe you're going to open yourself up to some plays on the back end, but at the same time, you've got to trust your guys in the secondary and trust your cornerbacks in man coverage. Look, you've got Aqib Talib. He went to the Pro Bowl last year. You've got Chris Harris Jr. He went to the Pro Bowl and had an outstanding season. And Bradley Roby had a very promising year as the number 3 cornerback for a rookie. Trust those guys. Let them do their job in one-on-one coverage. And don't be afraid to send a safety or a linebacker and sacrifice a little bit in downfield coverage to provide a little bit extra in the pass rush and to confuse the opposing quarterback and not let him know where the rush is coming from. I think Wade Phillips being there, he's going to blitz more, he's going to attack more, he's going to trust his cornerbacks in man coverage, and perhaps some press man coverage in particular for Aqib Talib more, and that's going to bring out some big plays for the defense. Maybe you're going to see a few more big plays against the defense, but if the defense is making big plays, whether they're sacks or takeaways, then that's going to make up for it. Thanks for your questions, and remember, if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, just follow me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question or go to the form at denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.